and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well and that your week has not been as crazy as mine is at recording this episode, because it's been a crazy day. Once again, my voice is still a bit funny and my throat is dry because they are working on our water. So it's just been crazy. That aside, this episode is my 3-month update on how my goals have been going. And like I said last week, not that great. But here we go. Basically, I've broken it down into 5 sections, so to speak. I basically just looked at my old goals and compared it to where I am and what I have achieved, which is definitely the wrong way of going about it. But what's done is done, and this is definitely all about authenticity. So, like the people say these days, it is what it is, and this is what it is. No holes barred, laid bare for you all. The first section was fitness. I wanted to do a fitness challenge. I wanted to work out 3 times a week. And I wanted to keep up with my Sunday stretch, as I called it. That's basically just yoga on a Sunday morning. All of these went down the drain when I fell sick about 3 weeks ago by this point. And I know it's weird for a person to be sick for 3 weeks, but let me just explain. When I get sick, I get better, and then I get sick again, and then I get better, and then I get sick again, and then I get better. And this happens up and down. So in quick succession, I will be sick for a few days, and then I'll be better, and then I'll be fine, and then I'll be sick again. So for the past 3 weeks, it's like on and off, on and off, on and off. I know for a fact it's because when I get busy, I stress. When I stress, I don't sleep. Everything just shuts down. Like, my entire health system collapses. So as long as I get enough sleep, I can take on anything. And I haven't been getting sleep, so I haven't done anything. Which is basically my way of saying, I need to stop stressing, I need to get some sleep, and I need to get things done. My last few weeks have been crazy. I've been driving up and down to the airport, driving my niece up and down because she needs help. Obviously taking my sister to school every day, doing things at home, like small little things, like just exercising daily, doing proper skincare that's like 10 minutes fell by the wayside. Even the small things, all gone. And my thinking on this being, or state of mind at this point, is okay, I understand, I'm gonna forgive myself, and I'm gonna try again in June. Because why beat yourself up over something that's done? You can't go back into the past and try and redo it. Or there's no reset or rewind button that you can just push and then go back and fix it. That's not what happens. What you can do is see the situation as it is or was. Acknowledge it, accept it, learn from what went wrong, and try and do better next month. And that's especially what I'm planning to do for my health. Because it's a twofold thing. It's not only the exercise, it's the eating healthy. And I haven't been doing that. This air fryer is causing havoc, because now I can literally preheat it for 10 minutes, throw together scones within that 10 minutes, bake it for 20 minutes, and in half an hour I can have freshly baked scones. Scones you need to eat with whipped cream and jam. So I haven't stepped on a scale in a while. That's the reason. And we only had the thing like a week and a half. It's insanity. Anyway, I've been eating bad. I haven't been exercising. So I've forgiven myself. And literally the 1st of June when this thing drops, I'm starting my new schedule. So I'm excited for that. And I definitely plan to actually heal properly, if I can put it that way. I want to definitely get my health in a much better condition and then tackle exercising and things. Eating is definitely my main focus. Slow incorporation of exercise is the next one, but that is the plan. My next goal was social media. I wanted to up my content and my frequency. I didn't get everything right. I did up my frequency a little and then it dropped off when I wasn't feeling well. But I've been working on, like I said, background things. So I've been working on short videos, I've been working on better editing for my pictures, and I'm actually excited to drop that content in the month of June. So I'm getting there, I'm getting excited for it. So that has definitely been one of those yes-no kind of goals that I've achieved. I'm not, like I said to the previous one, not gonna beat myself up, just gonna try and do better. My third goal was essentially to upload 40 podcasts this year and at least get sponsored for one. My definition of sponsored, just for those of you who haven't checked in a while, is to either get something sent to me for free and to be able to use it and then just talk about it in a podcast, or to actually get paid to talk about something, i.e. a sponsorship. I am still on track in terms of the 40 podcasts I want to upload for this year. I have taken a break earlier in the year, but I haven't taken any since then, which is awesome. I have not gotten sponsored yet. Positivity, we know this. But I did get a few rejection letters. Now, this may sound as bad as not getting anything yet, meaning not getting sponsored at all, but because of my eternal positivity, I will rather see this no, i.e. rejection letter, as better than not receiving anything from a company. Because there are places that I contacted in January regarding a sponsorship and I haven't received anything. Whereas other companies, maybe in a week I received like, oh, thank you for your interest in us, but we aren't doing any sponsorships anytime. That's cool. That is absolutely fine. As long as I know you aren't interested, cool. But don't just not respond to an email. Like, that's just rude. Aside from that, I'm grateful kind of for like the foot in the door with some places that rejected me, because I would rather have a not interested at this time than a dead silence from someone. I have been knocking on doors, none of them opened, but at least I've gotten a feel of what the process is like and what they look for when going for sponsorships, so I can definitely focus on getting those goals that they need met and essentially meeting my own goals. So we'll see how that goes. Finances and savings is goal number four, and honestly, this was one of the hardest. You tell me to save money, I can do it. You tell me to go on a diet, I'm like, no, because I'm an all or nothing kind of person. Like, I either give everything to something that I'm doing, or I'm just like, no, finished. Working with a plan when it comes to your money, it's going to make things much easier, obviously. But I actually had to go to the bank a week or two ago and had to have a complete look at my finances, because I've been spending a bit recklessly and I just needed a complete bird's eye view of what's going on in my finances, because for the next few months I am going to be cracking down on spending. I went a bit overboard, I can admit that, I'm not ashamed of it. I enjoyed every cent I spent, not gonna lie. So having to look at exactly where my money's been going, where I've been spending it the most, and just reel it in, it's definitely gonna be hard work, but definitely worth it. We'll see. I may even record like a how I do my budgeting thing and post it. We'll see. But budget, definitely a thing I'm gonna focus on. Last but not least, self-care and skincare routines, as well as self-maintenance. I went into the difference in my last goal, so if you aren't sure, you can check that one out for the full definitions, as well as the extra couple of tips. But basically, self-care and self-maintenance. Self-care is looking at all the things internally, whereas self-maintenance is external things. So getting your nails done, eyebrows, hair, whatever. Those are self-maintenance. Self-care is taking care of your mental health, making sure you are good mentally, physically, spiritually, all those kinds of things. But this goal for me went full 180. I was really good with my skincare, really good with my exercise. All my routines were on point, and then when I got sick, it just fell. Like, crashed. So I had to start picking up some of these habits again, and one that I actually stuck to regardless of everything has been my hair. Because I dyed it blue, and I have to re-dye it regularly to actually keep it in the right color scheme. My hairdresser, who is amazing, and I literally have her link in my description in every episode, she actually gave me some extra hair powder dye stuff and explained how to use it at home. So I do my own hair at home. I also do my nails at home, especially since I bought the DIY manicure kit thing. I love it. it's me time, it's something I enjoy. But I do like to get it professionally done, and that is the other link you always see in my description. She's brilliant. I love her. Her name is Hayley. I go to her for my nails, for my eyebrows. She's a medical worker. Like, I remember the last time I went to her, I'm like, sorry that you have to just panel beat my eyebrows because it was a mess. So those things definitely went a complete 180, but I plan on bringing it back. This was definitely not the greatest update, and I'm not gonna beat myself up and say like I'm unhappy with it. It is what it is. To wrap up this episode, I do plan on getting organized and then getting back into my routines, because I've been starting to sort out small little things that have been niggling on me because I haven't sat down to iron them out, and that is definitely a problem for me. Ironing it out, organizing it, and getting back into my routines are basically going to be my two priorities for the next month. By doing that, I will iron out the details, set actual proper goals, because I know these seem vague, but I do break things down for myself when I write it out. And when, you know, I like to make lists, like that is me. Writing it out, making an actionable list of things I need to do, that will definitely help me. So that's what I plan on doing. As a side note, I actually want to include dating as my goal by the end of this year, and that's something I need to definitely look into, because dating someone or looking for someone to date is something you need to actively work on. And it seems like a lot of effort that I know will pay off, but like with any goal, looking at it, it's like, whew, this is a lot. So I will update you with the next update and tell you what's going on with that situation, so you can get excited for that. For now, a friend did bring up online dating and things with like profiles and watching a show called The Circle. Holy crap, I'm gonna go for a tangent, so I'm just not gonna go there, but wow. Anyway, next week I will be talking about setting better boundaries. I'm not exactly sure what I'm naming the episode, but it's basically gonna center around boundaries, because I need to make myself a priority if I need to achieve my goals, or rather if I want to achieve my goals. And the reason I mention this is because I tend to not have strong boundaries. So that is something that I need to do, but it ties into this episode, because I need to section things off and cut things out. Because if you don't put those limits in place, people are going to keep pushing them. And I need to not do that. Like I mentioned in this episode, I was driving up and down for this one, for that one, for that one. Like, it's a lot of things I'm doing for other people, and I don't get that in return. So it's not a good thing, because that can lead to resentment. That is going to be next week's episode. This was all for this episode. And the song of the week is one I've used before, but I think it's just iconic. Upgrade You by Beyoncé featuring Jay-Z, because I'm going to upgrade myself, and I think we can all do that in small little ways. Thank you for listening to me ramble on about not achieving any of my goals this week or over the last 3 months, which is weird. But anyway, if you liked it, leave a comment down below. I would love to read it. You can check out my Instagram, which I have linked below, as well as my hairdresser and my beautician. They are amazing and definitely worth following. And as per usual, keep being a better being, because we can always do something just small to make a big difference in the long run. That's it from me. Love you. Bye.